We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the bottom of page Shin Gimel in the Zelgman edition. We're in the commentary, the footnote, where he quoted from the Shlah that a person should try to set up in his lifetime, he should try to set up some kind of investment that has dividends with which he will fund the different types of charity. So the Chafetz Chaim turns to the reader and says, my children, my students, this advice is eternal. This is excellent advice. And an intelligent person listens to advice. Praised is he who fulfills it, and it will be good for him in the world to come. Because this type of idea develops merits on a daily basis. Because on a consistent basis, he's doing charity. And he's getting packages of mitzvos and acts of kindness for generations, and it'll be remembered before God forever. And then it's as though he were still alive, and it's as though he were still working on behalf of these different charities. Now you might ask, says the Chafetz Chaim, we have a rule. The Torah says God gave you these mitzvos to perform today, and from there we derive that you can only perform mitzvos during your lifetime, and that after you're dead, you can't perform any mitzvos again. It doesn't help to put on tzitzis when you're dead. It doesn't help to put on tefillin when you're dead. So you might say, it might not help for me to do charity when I'm not around anymore, even though I set up a system that helps the poor even after I'm dead. Ki zeh lo ne'emar le'barshim she'rotzim la'asot tshuva la'achar motam. The Talmud only said that with regard to the wicked who choose to do tshuva, to repent, post-mortem. If a person thinks, after I die, I'll start being a good person, there the Talmud says it doesn't work. Kedita b'gemara, as the Talmud tells us, that you got to do mitzvahs while you're still around. Aval benidon didan, but in our circumstance, shadam atzmo mechina kol b'chayav, that a person during his lifetime sets up the foundation, sets up the system, which will fund the poor for years to come, like he said, buy an investment that gives dividends, buy a house, buy a storefront, buy something on behalf of a charity, and then set up the institution so that the dividends or the profits are divided and you constantly are funding acts of charity. He sets it up in his lifetime so that his children will follow his command. Or else he leaves a will which says, I want my funds to be allocated in such and such a way so that there are proceeds which will benefit the poor. So in that circumstance, in a case like that, praised is he and praised is his lot in the world to come as well. And the Chafetz Chaim says every person should do this. Even if he's not so wealthy. It doesn't matter if you're super wealthy or you can do it on a smaller scale, so long as one focuses his intention for heaven. He says, but on one condition, don't steal in order to do this. He says, do it in a right way. Now, I, before we continue, I just want to tell you, the Chafetz Chaim, what he wrote here is good advice. He's saying, anyone can do this. And very often we think, I can't buy an apartment. I can't buy any investment that will develop dividends. Who said you can't? There was a rabbi I learned by when I was a teenager, still in high school. He told me, that when he was fresh out of college, so he realized that the way to make things work was to buy a building. So he told his friends, I got to buy a building. His friend said, you're crazy. You don't have the money to buy a building. He said, right, but I have the contacts. I have the friends. I have the relatives. If I get a loan from this guy and the next guy and the next guy, I get enough loans, I'll put together the money and I'll buy a building. And he did that. One day he bought a building in the Bronx. Now in those days it was cheaper than it is today, but it was still a lot of money. So you look at it and you say, how could I buy a building? How could I buy an apartment? Wait a second, you know that for 200,000, 250,000 shekel, you can buy a house that will give you a nice dividend, even today, in many parts of the land of Israel? And so obviously every investment has a risk. And obviously you always have to take care of your investments, and you get the tenant who's a crook who's going to try to rip you off. Right. There's always a certain amount of effort that's involved. Nothing, no money comes easy. But the perspective, the direction of thought has to be, it's doable, I just have to do it. The Talmud tells us the poor remain poor because they never think they're going to stop being poor. And that it's an attitude. A person very often will allow himself to spend his savings on all kinds of frivolities. He'll think it's like, why shouldn't I buy a pizza? Why shouldn't I buy a popsicle stick? I'm never going to be rich. Well, who says? If you save those, if you pinch pennies, then one day you will be able to afford something. And slowly then you save that and you'll afford something else. People don't think in those terms, and that's why they never get out of this rut. We have a friend who's he doesn't make enough to close the month. Every month he's got problems. So they were fundraising for an event, and he bid 1,000 shekels. So the guy sitting next to him said, "Why don't you save that 1,000 shekel and buy yourself a house?" So he said, "I'll never be able to buy a house. I'm nowhere near it." Wait a second. 1,000 shekel is 0.5%. Save that 1,000 shekel. In a few months, you'll save another 1,000 shekel. It might take you 10 years. But eventually, you'll buy something. You won't buy something for 200,000, but buy something for 100,000. But buy something. You know, I remember 10 years ago when an apartment around here cost $200,000. Today, you can't find anything in this neighborhood for $200,000. You were able to find for under that. You were able to find for $150,000. Today, every apartment here is worth more than 250,000. Every apartment here is worth 350, 4. And they were affordable then. So today, there are other places that are affordable. Again, there's intrinsic risk. No one's saying you buy an apartment, that's it, you're good for life. But the attitude that the Chafetz Chaim is portraying, and he says, buy an asset that will develop dividends. So he's talking about the world to come. And he's saying, I know not everyone can afford to buy a big asset, so buy a small asset. So I'm saying that's relevant to today too. And one of the mistakes that people your age make is they think it's for down the road. Your expenses are rock bottom now. You get married, you have kids, your expenses only go up. Today you're not thinking about life insurance. Who needs life insurance? Your expenses go up. You don't spend on diapers, you don't spend on daycare, you don't spend on transportation for your kids. Your expenses are rock bottom. So if you can pinch pennies and buy an investment, an investment, I mean something like real estate, not something you know nothing about. You go into stocks and you lose it all, you go into Forex and you lose it all. Go into something you understand, or you have a friend that really understands, not just someone who's going to make a recommendation. Do something stable, responsible, logical. Do your research, but you got to think in those terms. You got to think in that direction. And again, the time to think about it is now. Don't wait 20 years. Now. And I think a person shouldn't take a huge mortgage and assume I'll have the rent to cover the mortgage. Take a small mortgage. So if an apartment's going to cost 150 or 200,000 shekel, take a mortgage on 70,000 shekel. You'll have to return, let's say, 1,000 shekel a month. Your rent will be 2 to 2,500 shekel a month. You'll put part of it away. You'll cover your mortgage. You'll have savings to cover costs. Okay, that makes sense. And again, people have contacts. You put it together. You got it. If you think in that direction, you'll get there. The Chafetz Chaim told us a direction of thought. He's talking about before you die, buy a house in order to fund the charities. I'm saying even when you're living, think about it. Think in that direction. Ulolam yadam arum beira lachin atzmo mikodem ulkabetz al yad achat leachat. The Chafetz Chaim concludes and says, a person has to be cunning when it comes to being a God-fearing person. Prepare yourself. Save a little bit here, a little bit there. V'yitzamtzem lifamim negufo, asher befeta pitom kalev erat shachat letzor chuchov nishmato lasot lehem nachat. He says, so skimp a little bit on your own amenities, because the body suddenly passes from the world. And save and invest a little bit for your soul, so that your soul will have pleasure. Ayen sham shemarichot. Take a look over there. This was all the advice he was quoting from the Shlach Kodosh. And he says, if you look over there in the Shlach, he goes on and on about this point. He just quoted the essence of what we needed.